know what it is. I'll say it's the 24th of June, 1976, and it's Paul Cummings talking to John Koenig. Do you always use Franklin in the middle?
Yes, I have to, because it is an awful painter named John Koenig, who arrived in New York about the early 60s. And began showing down on Fulton Street.
That's right.
And I wrote to the gallery, and I wrote to him and tried to get in contact. There was no answer.
Right.
And one day, Dory Ashton happened to go down to this gallery and by chance overheard a conversation. They had just received a letter and they were laughing about it. They knew all about it. And seeing this man is named Koenig, but his name is not John. He's German. He arrived in the States knowing of me.
Oh, fantastic. And so he just picked it up and said...
He just picked it up. And a lot of my friends went down to see this show and said, well, what's...
What happened?
What happened, you know? And then realized it couldn't be me. So I wrote to them and said, well, what is your middle name? And having no answer, I added... So I'm always J.F.
Right.
Or John Franklin. Uh-huh. Just from purely...
Self-defense.
Self-defense. Exactly.
Oh, fantastic. Anyway, go on here and say, you were born in Seattle, right? Mm-hmm. In the city?
Yes, in the city.
In the city.
Yes.
And you went to schools there or had
I
not?
I went to through high school there.
Mm-hmm.
I went away... My first semester was in Berkeley at the University of California.
Well, before we get that far,
yes.
What was Seattle like? Because you were born in 1924, right?
Yes.
So you grew up there in the 20s and the 30s, which were Depression years.
Yes, very important.
How was that for you? What kind of life was there?
Well, I grew up in a... You know, just a middle-class family. My father was a doctor,
mm-hmm.
X-ray doctor. He, the first house, I can't remember very much. It was a little house. I've seen it
mm-hmm.
when I was still a child, and mm-hmm. it was just a little house. My father first had been a doctor, just a general doctor in a lumber camp. And my mother had come out from Pennsylvania, out to the West Coast, out to the real Pacific Coast, when, you know, it was still virgin timber, still Indians, not in reservations, some trouble. And then I guess they were married in 16 or 17, and moved to Seattle in 1918. And the second house was in a little bit better area, and the third house was a nice house in a fair district. But it was bought in 1929.
Oh, right when everything...
Yeah. And my father had moved into his offices just a year before, something like that. So, all right, he was a doctor, but he had his problems. And also he had to think about the relatives, because there were a lot of kind of poor relatives who... He had to kind of help out. So I knew what the Depression was, and I think it was a very good school to learn what money is and what money is not. We had to think.
How do you mean in terms of?
Well, you had to. For instance, I had a very limited allowance. Obviously, I had to do chores in the house
and
little weekend jobs and so forth. And when you have to think about that, okay, money becomes very important.